Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, December 1st. Israel's military operation is underway following the end of its week-long truce with Hamas. According to a spokesperson from Gaza's Hamas-run Ministry of Health, 178 people have been killed since early Friday, and hundreds more are wounded. Qatar, which helped broker the truce, says Israel's military campaign complicates its negotiating efforts. Israel's Prime Minister's office believes 137 people are still being held hostage in Gaza, including 20 women and 2 children. But sources say the truce would go back into effect if Hamas provides a new list of hostages they'd release, in exchange for the release of Palestinians from Israeli prisons. We're hearing from former President Donald Trump's lawyers for the first time in the Georgia election subversion case. They argued why they believe the charges against him should be dismissed during a hearing today. Here's attorney Stephen Sadow.
You take the facts as alleged in the indictment throughout the RICO count. And when you do that as applied constitutionally with the First Amendment, you find that it violates free speech, freedom of petitioning, all the expressions that the First Amendment is designed to protect, and therefore the indictment needs to be dismissed.
Earlier today, the judge heard from lawyers for one of Trump's co-defendants, former Georgia GOP chair David Schaefer. He was one of the fake electors who tried to overturn Trump's loss in the state. His lawyers argued that the fake electors were, quote, contingent electors, who submitted their votes to Congress because Trump was still fighting the results. Prosecutors say those theories don't hold water. Lawyers for the fake electors made many of these same arguments and lost at a federal court hearing in September. The House has voted to expel GOP Congressman George Santos over ethics violations, 311 to 114. Santos is only the 6th lawmaker ever to be ousted from the chamber. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said she's prepared to fill the Long Island seat. Under state law, she's required to call a special election within 10 days. Ahead of the vote, GOP Ohio Congressman Max Miller told CNN's Manu Raju today that his family was defrauded by Santos after they donated to his campaign.
Mr. Santos took not only my credit card personally, he took my mother's credit card personally, and he swiped them both for an additional $5,000, marking it as an overdonation.
Miller said that led to a complaint from the Federal Election Commission, which cost him thousands of dollars more in legal fees to fight. Santos's office did not respond to a CNN request for comment on the allegation. The COP28 climate summit is underway in Dubai, and more than 110 countries have agreed to triple renewable energy by 2030. 134 countries have also pledged to include food systems in their climate plans. But notably, the agreement doesn't include legally binding targets. The UN organizes the annual International Climate Summit. But time is quickly running out to tackle the issue of climate change, and critics have slammed the decision to have the UAE, a major oil producer, host the summit. Tesla's Cybertruck hits the market. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, welcome back. The Tesla Cybertruck has finally hit the market, 4 years after its debut. It has an angular all-metal look and a price tag of almost $61,000 before federal tax credits. That's $20,000 more than the company said it would cost in 2019, and the lowest priced option won't be available until 2025. The Cybertruck is expected to face a crowded electric market against competitors such as Ford, GM, and Rivian. That's all for now. Join us again at 10 p.m. Eastern.